Welcome to the Weight Loss for Healthcare Providers podcast with Delaine MD, the podcast for healthcare professionals struggling to lose weight. If you are a physician, nurse, or other clinician looking to permanently shed those pounds, gain control, stop emotional eating, and live a fuller, more authentic, and happier life, Dr. Delaine Vaughn offers sustainable strategies and the support you need to overcome the challenges that undermine permanent weight loss. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. Thanks for joining me today. It is a rainy, dreary May day in Kansas. I don't know what this is about. I'm ready for it to be warm. I'm ready for 90 degree weather, but right now I'm sitting in leggings with warm tea and my UGG boots on because I'm freezing with the chilly weather we have going on right now. I hope by the time this podcast is released that it's nice and warm and we're all enjoying sunshiny weathers. I want to let everybody know I did a webinar. It was about summer weight loss and my recommendations for getting started. A lot of people sent me messages that they really wanted to be at that seminar, that webinar, but because of scheduling conflicts, they were unable to do so. If you found that you were in that scenario, in that situation, and you are interested in me doing another webinar like that, please let me know. Send me a message. Let me know that you're interested in me repeating the webinar. Also, let me know times and dates that you think that that would work out well for you. I'm happy to redo it. It's very easy for me to put it together and do it again. I just need to know what times and dates would best serve folks. So if that's something you're interested in, let me know. I also want to let everybody know, if you've been listening to the podcast, finding the information helpful, two things. One, leave me a rating. Be a sport. Be a pal. Do me a solid. Leave me a rating and a review. That allows other people to get to these podcasts easier. And then second, if you're finding this information and this approach helpful, life coaching and weight coaching might be for you. If you're not sure and you're interested, go ahead, hit me up for a consult, for a mini coaching session, and see what it's all about. See if that's something for you. See if you're interested in working with me. You can do that through my website at DelaineMD.com. Click on the Work With Me tab, and then you can send me a message, or you can send me a message through Facebook at DelaineMD at Facebook. You can go ahead and search for that and send me a message there. I will get those messages either way, and we can set up some time. All right, so today I want to talk to you guys about one of my very favorite analogies for weight loss. For any health goal, really, for any behavioral change, really, but specifically for weight loss, because this is the way that I like to look at it. In fact, the mantra, "This is all part of my journey," has sustained me through a number of really challenging parts of my journey to reach my health and wellness and weight goals. And the other part of it is I have a 6-month program that is kind of my creme de la creme of programs. It's, like I said, it's 6 months. It's a pretty big investment, but the reason that it's a big investment is because I walk you through the journey. In fact, I've called and named that program The Journey, and it's because I walk you through every step of the journey to becoming the person who has attained their health and wellness and weight goals. So I really love the analogy of a journey. And, you know, with summer coming up and everybody making vacation plans, we are all starting to look at how to travel X, Y, and Z places. So I thought that it was kind of a great time to talk about weight loss as a journey. First things first, let's talk about traveling places. Let's talk about taking a trip somewhere. So I always use the analogy of traveling from Wichita, Kansas, where I live, to California, where my son, his wife, and the sweetest grandbaby ever known to man live. My son and his beautiful family live out in California, so we have driven this journey. Last summer, we took this trip. Like any good trip, you make a plan. You make a basic plan, right? You know you're going to head one direction. I always talk, when you travel from Wichita to California, you have to go west. For those people who want to be cantankerous and prove a point, you can go east. You can travel all the way around the world and get to California by going east of Kansas. But you know what? In the end, you're going to end up west of Kansas. So the first step is always driving west, is always taking a step west, is always heading west, right? So you take your first step, you kind of have a plan, you kind of know where you're going to go. You're going to go through western Kansas, down through Oklahoma, you're going to hit New Mexico, you're going to go through Arizona, you're going to get into California. You have a general idea of how it's going to go. You may know the roads that you're going to take. All of this is part of a journey, correct? Other parts of the journey that you expect when you're traveling, when you're taking a physical journey, not a mental journey, is that you're going to have to make some stops. Those stops aren't always clearly defined. You're going to have to stop for gas. Where exactly in western Kansas you're going to stop for gas, you don't know necessarily, but you know you're going to have to make that stop, right? You're going to have to stop and eat. What restaurants specifically in western Oklahoma that you're going to stop at, you don't necessarily know, but you know you're going to have to stop and eat. You're going to have to stay the night. Now, maybe you have made plans to know which town you're going to stay the night at. The first night you're going to get to whatever town you're going to get to, and you're going to stay the night. Maybe you've already rented that hotel room. But recognizing the hotel room in that town is not the destination of the journey, right? No more than the gas station that you stop to get gas in is the destination of your journey. No more than the multiple bathroom breaks you take when you decide to go from Wichita to California with four children aged 10 and under and one 17-year-old and two adults. No more than any of those multiple bathroom breaks are your destination or the end of your journey. No more than any place that you stop to get food is going to be the end of your journey, right? All of these are stops that you make that are not the destination, but you must make these stops in order to get to your destination. If you do not stop for gas, you will not get to your destination. If you do not stop to go to the bathroom, your destination will be achieved, but you will smell horrible bad, or you'll have to stop and clean out your car, making the trip longer. You must stop to eat occasionally and feed your family. If you don't take the night and rest, you might get in a car wreck and die and never get to your destination. You have to make these stops along the way to get to your destination. It's just part of the journey, not the destination, not the point of the journey. It's just part of the journey. So lots of times you will come up against obstacles during these journeys, right? During these trips, you might come up against a roadblock. You might get a flat tire. Your car might break down. When you come up against these obstacles while you're traveling, you don't throw in the towel and be like, well, I guess I'm stuck in Vaughan, New Mexico for the rest of my life. By the way, there is a Vaughan, New Mexico. I don't think any of my family had anything to do with naming it, but there is a Vaughan, New Mexico. It's not the greatest of places. It's nobody's vacation destination. Let's just say that. If you get a flat in Vaughan, New Mexico, you don't throw in the towel and be like, well, I guess I'm just staying in Vaughan, New Mexico for the rest of my life. I'm never going to go beyond. I'm never going to get to my goal because I had this obstacle that I've come up against. The same thing with a roadblock. If there's a roadblock or a road that's under construction and you can't travel the expected road, you don't just throw in the towel and be like, well, I guess I'm never going to get to my vacation site because I've come against this and now I'm stuck here at this roadblock. What you do is you figure out a solution to the problem. You troubleshoot and figure out the solution. You figure out where you're going to get your flat tire fixed. You pull out the map and figure out another way around the roadblock to get you back on your path to your destination. We run into obstacles all the time when we travel like this. You can say, because I know that y'all are saying this, well, why don't you just fly? Why are you taking this long time? Just get on a plane and fly. And you can totally do that. You may or may not get to your destination any quicker because there are still obstacles. Everybody knows there are unexpected layovers. There are expected layovers. There are flight delays. There are flight cancellations. There are late departures that lead to you missing your flight and your connecting airport. All sorts of ways that we still have obstacles even when we fly, that we still have to figure out how to get around, right? So if you're flying from Wichita to Denver and from Denver to Palm Springs, If you have an unexpected layover in Denver, you don't throw in the towel and be like, "Well, I guess I'm spending a week in the Denver airport, never going to get out of here. Just wait for my flight back." That's not how you manage that. You go to the reservations desk, you go to your airline desk where they can change your flight, you find a different flight to get on, and you get on that flight and you continue on to your destination. Why? Because you have a destination that you were determined to get to. In my case, I'm determined to see my family. So I'm very committed to figuring out the quickest way to get back on path to my destination. So weight loss is very, very similar. Weight loss, you have to figure out how to navigate and manage certain scenarios before you're going to reach your weight loss goals or destinations. So what do I mean by that? I mean that you're going to have to figure out how you're going to handle summer barbecues successfully in a way that is in alignment with your weight loss goal. If you intend to get to that end destination of your goal weight, you must learn how to navigate barbecues in the summer to get there. Good news, you're going to have plenty to practice at, right? You're going to have a Memorial Day barbecue, you're going to have a 4th of July barbecue, you're going to have a Labor Day barbecue, and possibly a number of barbecues in between before you get to your weight goal. You also have to learn how to navigate holiday dinners, Christmas dinner, Thanksgiving dinner. You have to learn how to navigate family dinners, big family dinners for all of the September birthdays. You have to figure out how you're going to navigate that in order to get to your goal. If you come up against an obstacle or you have a failure, you don't manage the Memorial Day barbecue the way you hoped you would, and you throw in the towel and be like, "Well, I guess I'm just never going to figure out how to lose this weight. I guess this is just where I'm always going to be. I'm always going to be this weight because I can't figure out how to get through Memorial Day barbecues." Well, yeah, you're never going to get to your goal. You're never going to achieve that goal. You're never going to get to your goal weight. But the people who get to their destination, the people who get to their goal weight, are the people who figure out how to navigate those things. They're the people who figure out how to navigate all summer barbecues because they know summer barbecues are just part of the summer. It's part of their life. They're going to have to figure out how to get through this and still be in alignment with their goals. They have to figure out how to get through Christmas dinners because you know what? For the rest of your life, once a year at least, you're going to have a Christmas dinner you're going to have to figure out how to get through. People who reach their weight loss goals, people who get to that destination, they have figured out how to successfully navigate Christmas dinners. Other obstacles people run into that are more frequent: work lunches, work birthday parties, work meetings where they bring cookies and trail mix and chips. Maybe it's your CME meetings where there are a 4-day-long meeting and every morning there's bagels and strudels, maybe donuts, there's juice. The afternoons they have sodas. Their lunches are sandwiches. Maybe not the second day, maybe the second day the lunches are lasagna. Maybe the third day it's chicken with mashed potatoes. Don't worry, all 3 days they're going to have a dessert. You know what you're going to have to do if you're going to reach your goal? You're going to have to figure out how to navigate those situations. That's how somebody who reaches their goal figures it out. They look at the obstacles. Maybe they fail a couple times at getting through the obstacles, but the people who reach their destination, the people who reach their goal, they learn how to navigate those obstacles successfully. And that is just part of the journey of weight loss. That's the great thing. It's all part of the process. You have to learn it, and it's all exactly the way it's supposed to be. Again, the greatest part of this is you will get multiple opportunities to practice it. So the times that you don't get it perfect, that's okay. You learn something from it and you move on. So I want you to recognize there's no way to rush this. There's no way to do this quicker. We want to believe that we can fly because we'll get there faster. I will tell you that one time I flew from Wichita to Kansas City. That's a 3-hour drive. If you weren't sure, if you don't know this, that's a 3-hour drive. On the flight back from Kansas City to Wichita, by the way, this flight went from Wichita because everybody who lives in Wichita, I don't care that we're the air capital of the world, you all know that there's no direct flight from Wichita to Kansas City. No, you've got to go through Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota, or through Dallas. So my flight was going through Dallas, from Wichita to Dallas, and then to Kansas City. I won this flight, so I was bound and determined to take it. The flight there went fine. The flight back, the initial flight out of Dallas was canceled. I was laid over in Dallas for about 10 hours. So it was about an hour flight from Kansas City to Dallas. Maybe it was a little longer. And then it should have been like an hour flight from Dallas to Wichita. I was in the Dallas airport for over 10 hours, though. This is a 3-hour drive. I could have driven home from Kansas City to Wichita in 3 hours. So this is a prime example where we think that it's going to be quicker, that there's a quicker way. There's a way that has to be faster. There's not. The journey takes as long as the journey takes. No shorter, no longer, exactly as long as it takes. And are you willing to put in the time and the effort to learn the lessons along the way? That's the question. Your answer to that question determines whether you get to the destination. So I want you to think about this. If you have any questions, you know I love to hear your questions. Certainly, making this journey with a coach is always helpful and more insightful, and you gain a lot more from doing it that way. So if that's something you're interested in, hit me up at DelaneMD.com or through DelaneMD on Facebook. Let's set up a mini coaching session. Let's see if this is something for you. So that's all I have for you guys this week. I will talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye. You've been listening to the Delane MD Weight Loss for Healthcare Providers podcast with Dr. Delane Vaughn. To learn more about life and weight coaching with Dr. Delane Vaughn, visit www.delanemd.com.